As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Monday, July the 13th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you again today. We're going to be a little bit short on solutions in this troubling time that we're in, but we'll look for them nonetheless. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local right where you are. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where we struggle with these philosophically radical concepts on a daily basis. And nevertheless, freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America, and that's where we're headed for, is more freedom and less tyranny. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call now. For those with unlimited long-distance access, or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. And for those without Internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. And here's a big shout-out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3, Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Again, our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. The precious metals seek new lows. Stocks and currencies are stagnant. Mortgages are down. Well, that kind of much sums up the market. We'll go into that in a moment. HR 2454, sustainable development, hazard mitigation planning. We'll just let the conversation go where it will go today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into those market reports for Monday. As grim as it is, a grim Monday indeed. Monday, July the 13th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading up 60 cents at $913.10. Silver was off a dime, trading at $12.55. Platinum was off 12 bucks, trading at $1,093. Palladium off $3, trading at $230. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far today, 907.60 for a low, 915.40 for a high. At $913.10, it's a $55.50 loss year on year from where we were 1 year ago. It represents a 5.34% loss on your investment in gold. Keep that in mind. London Gold Fix this morning, AM Gold Fix, $908.50. We're trading a little above that now, but just before airtime, I glanced once again at the screen, and we're right back down at $908 again. So, and nevertheless, that's where the guys in London said it. That's probably where it's going to trade, within $5 or $10 one way or the other. If it goes $10 below that, we'll be scratching the doorway of 900 this morning. We'll see. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 37 points on Friday on July the 10th to 8,147. The NASDAQ was up 4 points, trading at 1,756. The S&P was off 4 points on Friday, trading at 8,079. We'll pick it up on the other side of this first break with crude oil, the USGX, and much more. Stay with us.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette or e-cigarette is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail, and it's a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, July the 13th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Going into the market reports for this morning, Monday, July the 13th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find that gold is up a little bit, 60 cents. As of 9 o'clock, it's below that now. It's trading right above 908. But $913.10 is where it stood at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Silver was off a dime. In crude oil market, the 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude today going for $60.32, up 43 points from its closing earlier. The U.S. dollar index up 4 basis points, 0.04 is the way that works out. They call them a basis point. Every 1/10 of 1% is a basis point. So 0.04 is 4 basis points. That's what we talk about when we say basis points. The USDX 80.18. In the foreign exchange markets, we got a increase of 27 basis points in the Canadian dollar. It's trading at 86 cents U.S. The Mexican peso lost 12 basis points, or 0.12%. Trade still at 7 cents. The euro is trading at $1.40, up a bit. The British pound is off a bit, trading at $1.61. The Swiss franc is standing at 92 cents, up 0.28%, or 28 basis points. In the bond market, the two-year bonds are running 0.90%, less than 1% on two-year bonds. The 10-year bond is standing at 3.31%. The 30 is 4.21%, so they're stacking up reasonably. in the mortgage markets. The 15-year mortgage on your house, if you were to go out and get a 15-year mortgage on your house or a duplex or a rental property or whatever, you're going to get a 4.81% base rate. You'll have to pay points on top of that, but that's down from 5.37% a month prior. The 30-year mortgage right now running at 5.30, down from 5.74 a month ago. So there's your mortgage, there's your markets, there's your bonds, your stocks, your equities. Everything's looking pretty crummy. But, you know, what do you expect? They had the G8. Nothing much came out of that. A bunch of claptrap. A lot of fun times for everybody in Rome in the evenings. I don't know how far distant L'Aquila is from Rome, but apparently they were partying in Rome and having their meetings in L'Aquila. Maybe a nice resort. I don't know. This off of Bloomberg. On the 10th, last Friday, pulled this one down Saturday sometime, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs may repeat the trading profits chart of the day. Interesting little short article. Not that we need to study this very much. I really think very poorly of Goldman Sachs or Goldman Sachs, as they say. But this by Shannon Harrington, Brian Keough. They write, J.P. Morgan and J.P. Morgan Chase and Company, Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., and other banks may be poised for another jump in trading revenue when they report second quarter earnings as fees in some markets remain near record highs. And yes, indeed, in fact, today there were articles on Bloomberg and praising Goldman Sachs being a big winner there. The chart of the day shows the average so-called bid-ask spread on the most actively traded credit default swaps of North American companies. Credit default swaps. You know, we're really going to need to come out from underneath this banking system, and we best come out of it really soon. It's just dragging us right into the mud. Banks, whose profit in part is driven by the gap between where they can sell the contracts to one party and buy them from another, are quoting bid-ask spreads that on the average are 49% higher than the average during the past 2.5 years. So they're making money while we're all just taking it in the shorts. Here's another quote here. This is a trading quarter, and the equity investors who thought last quarter was a one-time event are going to say, wow, we're getting into a fixed income cycle. In other words, you're going to continue to make more and more money on these banks. The average bid-ask spread on the companies that are a part of the market CDX North America Investment Grade Index Series 12. Isn't that a mouthful? Market CDX North America Investment Grade Index Series 12. Wow. A benchmark for the credit default swaps was as wide as 14.9 basis points. I know that doesn't mean anything to you. It doesn't mean anything to me either. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and Barclays are among the banks poised to post the big trading gains. You like that, folks? Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and Barclays PLC. Banks poised to post big trading gains. Well, that's enough to make me sick of banking for this morning. Let's go over here to a little bit different article. This also off of Bloomberg. Rebecca Alvarez says she's barely hanging on. Well, this is an awful lot about Rebecca, but it's got a lot of other stuff thrown in there as well. We don't know who Rebecca Alvarez is. Well, here she is. Without a job for 7 months, the 48-year-old computer network administrator says she's stopped dining out, cut back cable television services, and put off paying a photography class bill from her 14-year-old son's school in Monrovia, California. She's among more than 4 million Americans who have been looking for work for more than 26 weeks, representing 29% of the unemployed, the most since records began in 1948. We're going to find more and more of this sort of stuff coming along in the months ahead. I can count on that. But when people stop dining out and they cut back their television service and drop off the internet and cancel all their magazine subscriptions and all of their newspaper subscriptions and renegotiate everything they can renegotiate, looking for ways to get out of debt and stop the hemorrhaging from their checkbooks every month, it's going to be more and more difficult to reach these folk. Continuing from the article here, it says hundreds of thousands of lost jobs in industries such as autos and construction haven't been replaced with new ones, shrinking payrolls by 6.5 million. That's a larger number than that, my friends, but it's one way of expressing it. who would really know for sure, shrinking payrolls by 6.5 million since the recession began in 2007, Labor Department figures show. The June jobless rate reached 9.5%, the highest since 1983. We're going to have a huge pool of unemployed, second only to the Great Depression, said Alan Sinai. Oh, brother. Chief economist at Decision Economics in New York, quote, it'll be a big public policy problem. A big public policy problem. Alan Sinai. The Standard & Poor's 500 index, and we report that every morning, has slumped about 4% since government figures published July 2nd showed a 467,000 drop in June payrolls, more than economists had forecast. 10-year Treasury yields have fallen. Everything's falling. As investors bet the sluggish job market will lead the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates near zero, and they're not higher, not much off of that right now. The usurper tried to tackle prolonged joblessness in the $787 billion stimulus package Congress passed in February by lengthening and expanding aid to the unemployed. Benefits run out. As many as 650,000 workers may exhaust even their extended benefits within 3 months, said Maurice Elmsalem. Got Alan Sinai, Maurice Elmsalem. Time to check these people's passports. Policy co-director for the National Employment Law Project, a nonprofit advocacy group in New York. We'll find out a little bit more about Rebecca Alvarez and the state of the economy on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Right, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
In this two-disc DVD, Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War, Freeman takes you on a rollercoaster ride of ancient technology and conspiracy, outlining the Obama administration's movement towards a military space program. Freeman will challenge your very sight as he postulates the theory that our first family may be clones of ancient pharaohs. Explore revelations of Lucifer, occult rituals hidden as political speech, and the acceleration of the weaponization of space for the coming world war. Who is this man we call the president? Will he cause a constitutional crisis? What's hidden within his name and his statements? Is Obama the Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus? Or are things much stranger than they appear? Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. This video will leave you staggered as to how all these possibilities can come true in one moment of time. Be ahead of the curve. Freeman makes projections that could alter the course of history. Get Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War now at FreemanTV.com. That's FreemanTV.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we are back once again trying to piece our way through this article off of Bloomberg, trying to figure out what's going on in this big wide world we live in. Anyway, as many as 650 workers may exhaust even their extended benefits within 3 months, said Maurice M. Salem, policy co-director for the National Employment Law Project, a nonprofit advocacy group headquartered in New York. They don't produce anything, just paper and opinions. That means that Barry the Usurper may need to aim directly at reducing joblessness. I said, would say so. Pretty safe bet there, Bubba, said Mark Zandi. Now, let's see, we got Alan Sinai, Maurice M. Salem, Mark Zandi, the chief economist at MoodysEconomy.com in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Among options, enhanced job training. We're going to see plenty of that. Tax credits for businesses. We're going to see plenty of that. To take on new employees or a temporary cut in payroll taxes. Don't expect any temporary cuts in payroll taxes to do anybody any good. The U.S. traditionally hasn't had to deal with long-term joblessness. During the last 30 years, Americans who were thrown out of work took an average of 15.8 weeks to find new positions. Traditionally, what's that information based upon? 15.8 weeks to find new positions. Yeah. Bend over and grab your ankles. In June, the average duration of unemployment was 24.5 weeks, the longest since records began in 1948 again. The number of people collecting unemployment benefits reached a record of 6.88 million in the week ended June the 27th. Peak unemployment, it's like, you know, peak oil, climate change, peak unemployment, while unemployment will peak between 10.5% and 11% in the U.S., how would they know that? Got a crystal ball here? Got a Ouija board they're working? I don't know. While unemployment will peak between 10.5% and 11% in the U.S., it will remain high and stay above 7%, said Mohammed L. E. Ryan. So now we've got Alan Sinai, Barry the Usurper, Mark Zandi, Maurice M. Salem, and Mohammed L. E. Ryan. What kind of a name is that? And fellow, chief executive officer at Pacific Investment Management Company, manager of the world's largest bond fund. The United States right now is in transition, L. E. Ryan said. L. Arian, I don't know how you pronounce it, E-R-I-A-N, you take a shot at it, said in an interview from PIMCO headquarters in Newport Beach, California, quote, it's coming out of one regime. It's on this bumpy and painful journey to what we've called here the new normal. This is the new normal, according to Mohammed. Alan Blinder, Mohammed L. Arian, Mark Zandi, Barry the Usurper, Maurice M. Salem, Alan Sinai. Rather pointed article here. The former Fed chairman, who is now an economics professor at Princeton University, isn't as pessimistic as L. Ryan about the economic outlook. He says he sees the jobless rate peaking at 10% or a little higher in the first half of the year, and then gradually coming down. I wonder what kind of coffee he drinks in the morning. The proportion of unemployed workers who have permanently lost their jobs. As opposed to those on temporary layoff. Reached a record of 53.5% in June, government figures show. About six people are seeking work for every job opening. The most since the government began keeping such records in 2000. I don't know about y'all. I've heard stories where you can run an advertisement for a decent job somewhere and you have 10,000 applicants. I don't know about this idea of six people seeking work for every job opening. A year ago, the ratio was a little more than 2 to 1. Plain depressing, they continue. Being out of work for 3 weeks is very different from being out of work for 30 weeks, said Dirk Van Dyck. Strange names in this article. how do you, Dirk Van, he's got to be Dutch or something. And then it's like Van Dyke, but it's not. It's D-I-J-K. How would you pronounce that? Director of Research for Zacks, Z-A-C-K-S, Investment Research, Inc. in Chicago. It's a very scary prospect. Economically, it further depresses your spending, and psychologically, it's just plain depressing. A measure of consumer sentiment fell in July to the lowest level since March as mounting job losses undermined confidence. The Reuters University of Michigan index, as if that should mean anything to any of us, slid to 64.6, less than forecast from 70.8 in June, a report showed today. I wonder what the report would show tomorrow. The average American is ill-prepared for a lengthy spell of unemployment. Now, there's some truth, said Van Dyck. Households reduced their savings in the last expansion. Yeah. Putting aside less than 1% of disposable income. Aren't all of our Federal Reserve notes disposable? Compared with an average 6% the previous 30 years, and thus didn't have much in reserve. Savings gone. Quote, I don't have any more savings, said Alvarez. Now we're back to Rebecca Alvarez and Alan Sinai and Barry the Usurper and Maurice Amsellem and Mark Zandi and Muhammad L. Orion and Alan Blinder and Dirk Van Dyck. But now we're back to Rebecca Alvarez. She says, I don't have any more savings. Who's drawing jobless benefits and, quote, trying to avoid, close quote, taking other government assistance. I'm down to living on $200 a week. Home equity borrowing is no longer an option for many families. House prices are down about 25% from their 2006 peak, so it means that you can't use your house as a cash cow or a credit source. Banks, stung by $1.5 trillion of write-downs and credit losses since 2007, are getting stingier. The Federal Reserve's latest quarterly survey of senior loan officers showed about 65% of banks lowered their credit card limits. Even the highly educated are finding it tough to get work. Washington's resident Alexandra Moller, M-O-L-L-E-R, let me see, we don't see Smith in here, Johnson, Jones, you know, any of the common names we used to. But a Washington resident, Alexandra Moller, M-O-L-L-E-R, 34, who holds a law degree and two master's degree, I'm so sorry, Alexandra, has been unemployed since September. She's searching for a position with the federal government or a nonprofit organization, no doubt. The most frustrating part is, quote, the constant refrain that it's such hard time to find something, close quote, she said, quote, it adds to a certain resignation that it's going to take a long time, close quote. A law degree and two master's degree. The surfeit of job seekers is forcing people to lower their salary expectations, Liz Mandel, for others. Barbara Mandel, who lost her job in January as a senior clinical data manager at a biopharmaceutical company, said she was looking for positions that pay about $15 less an hour than what she earned before. $15 less an hour. You know, there are a lot of people who would be very happy to have a $15 an hour job. I absolutely, here's a quote, I absolutely, definitely feel anxious, close quote, said the 42-year-old San Francisco resident. She feels anxious, looking for a job that pays about $15 an hour less than what she earned before. Well, we might pick that up on the other side. We might change the topic. We'll see. Back in a moment.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again looking at this rather lengthy three-page article off of Bloomberg about joblessness. It really sums up a lot of things for me. The names in this article just really reflect what's going down as far as the experts say, who we're relying upon for information in this country. But I'll just continue. If a person becomes unemployed, as they say, they're going to start missing mortgage payments. Yeah, they will, that's for sure. The main exit strategy for a troubled borrower is another job, and another job, and another job, and another job. At this time, it's extremely hard to find one, I'll say. Mortgage delinquencies rose to a record in the first quarter, and about one in every eight Americans is now late on a repayment or already in foreclosure, according to the Washington-based Mortgage Bankers Association. Now, I may not be accurate when I say that the dog needs to come in and she's barking in the background. That's totally accurate, but nevertheless, might not be completely accurate when I say that 7 out of every 10 people derive all or portions of their income directly from government sources through contract employments and otherwise. But if we say here that 1 in every 8 Americans is now laid on a payment or already in foreclosure, according to the Washington-based Mortgage Bankers Association, maybe we're looking at those very people that actually derive their income from non-government sources. Anyway, let's continue. He says, unemployment also has immense social costs, said Joanne Prause. Now, Prause, P-R-A-U-S-E, a senior lecturer at the University of California in Irvine's Department of Psychology and Social Behavior. Bouts of unemployment have been associated with increases in depression, reduced self-esteem, and increases in alcohol abuse, she said. I'm going to leave it to the psychologist and social behaviorist, the sociologist in this world. That's prompting calls for added stimulus. We're going to need more medicine. Warren Buffett, chief executive of Omaha, Nebraska-based Berkshire Hathaway, Inc., said in a June 24th interview, we're going to have more unemployment. So we're going to need more medicine, more stimuluses, and that's coming. Count on it. Worker training, besides beefing up jobless benefits, economists are calling for more training and education programs, tax changes, and government support for corporate investment. None of this comes for free, my friends. More training and education programs. We've been talking about that like so many beagles, you know, being trained to run rabbits, broken off of rabbits and put onto raccoons or something else. Obama, Barry the Usurper's original stimulus package provided $3.95 billion for training, including $750 million in grants to prepare and place workers in high-growth and emerging industries. Senators Sherrod Brown, well, there's an interesting and familiar name, and Ohio Democrat Olympia Snow, oh, brother, Winters, Summers, Snow, a Maine Republican, proposed legislation to pair companies offering new jobs with workers seeking specialized skills. Any of this making sense to you? The bill would, quote, allow local people to come up with what they need to train workers, Brown told a New America Foundation conference in Washington. Sinai of Decision Economics wants Barry the Usurper to reconsider providing tax credits to companies that take on more workers. Before the usurper swore his oath, he proposed offering a $3,000 tax credit for each new hire. Hire a man, get a $3,000 check. Hire a man, get a $3,000 check. See how that works? Douglas Holt Eakin, E-A-K-I-N. Yeah, I thought it was the women that had the hyphenated last names. I don't know. He must have married somebody mighty important. Wonder who Mrs. Eakin is. And an economic advisor to Arizona Republican Senators John McCain. Well, now we know who Eakin is. John McCain's presidential campaign said a temporary payroll cut would do more to create jobs, so on and so forth. Government support for investment is the preferred option. Government support for investment. You see how we all just keep pointing back to the government as if there's some magic big bag there full of gold coins or something? The nanny state on steroids. One possibility, well, government support for investment is the preferred option of Nobel Prize-winning economist Edmund Phelps. Wonder what he won his Nobel Prize for. Peak oil or something? One possibility, the Columbia University professor said, is a government-sponsored financing program for industry akin to that available to farmers through the federal farm credit banks. More subsidies. More grants and aid, more free money. General Electric Company's chief executive officer, Jeffrey Immelt, I-M-M-E-L-T, urges more focus on manufacturing. Well, there's a sane man in a rather dark room. We should set a national goal to create high value-added jobs. What's a value-added job? And have manufacturing jobs be no less than 20% of total employment, about twice of what it is today. Immelt said in a June 26th speech, Fairfield, Connecticut-based GE is the world's biggest maker of turbines for power plants, jet engines, and locomotives. Zandi and Holt Eakin and said the U.S. hasn't thought through how to attack the problem of long-term joblessness. You had to wade through this whole article to get down to the real meat of the matter. We, quote, we as a nation have not intellectually addressed this, close quote, said Zandi of economy.com. We, quote, don't have a policy answer for it, and I'm pessimistic we'll get one, close quote. We don't have a long-term joblessness policy. We don't have any idea of what we're doing. We have insane children and adolescents running the government. And I got up this morning to become Vocal Local, and I decided that after looking at the internet and finding nothing really worth reporting, that I would become Vocal Local myself and get on the telephone. And so I went through the list of the representatives from the U.S. House of Representatives from Missouri that voted in support of this H.R. 2454 and bugged them all a little. Of course, you never get a chance to talk to the representatives. But, of course, all the representative aides that promised that they'd send out a letter to me outlining the representatives' position on this H.R. 2454, the reasons why they voted in support of it, I have not received anything in my post box or in my email box from them. So I just wanted to remind them of their commitment to send me some material. And got nowhere with any of them, by the way. But it is something that you can do. You can continue to put your heat on these people, if you want to call them people. Of course, in Missouri, we've got Christopher Vaughn and Claire McCaskill, the U.S. senators that will be looking at this bill when it comes up in a Senate version. I did get confirmation from Vaughn's office this morning that this probably will not make a calendar for the United States Senate until September. So we have a little bit of time to read this presentation, this bill, H.R. 2454, understand all of its various and sundry implications, and make a very vocal appeal to the U.S. Senate, to our governor's offices, to our House of Representatives in our states, to our state senators, and anybody else, all the way down to the dog catcher, anybody that'll listen. The states are just going to have to say no to this legislation, and there's no question about it. Here's an article right out of the Cassville Democrat, a local newspaper, front page, written, by the way, by Lindsey Reed. That's a real nice American name, Lindsey Reed. Energy Act could impact electric rates. That's the headline. Energy Act could impact electric rates. I didn't find any of this on Bloomberg. But it is in the local newspaper, so I guess we're having an impact locally, aren't we? The American Clean Energy and Security Act, H.R. 2454. Notice she doesn't say cap and trade. Maybe she's listening to this broadcast right now. Good morning, Lindsay. Thank you. The American Clean Energy and Security Act, H.R. 2454, which the United States Congress approved on June the 26th, could have a drastic impact on Berry County. Now, Berry is the county I happen to live in. Small southwestern Missouri County close to the Arkansas line. If H.R. 2454 is approved in its current format, local residents could expect to pay up to $250 more for electric service in 2012. And it gets worse from there, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
And we're back again right here on Become Vocal Local, looking at a local newspaper here, Front Page News. Front Page News, Energy Act could impact the electric rates, by Lindsay Reed. Of course, the listeners to this broadcast understand that if there's far more to this piece of legislation, this saw 1,200 or however many, no one really knows. None of the people that I talked to this morning could tell me how many pages were in this bill. None of them. I talked to 6 different representatives this morning. There are representatives' aides staffing the offices in Washington, D.C. shortly after 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. None of them. Tell me how many pages there were. None of them could send me a copy of it. It's just too big, they said. Anyway, the House... let me finish up here. The American Clean Energy, let me go back up a little bit further. If H.R. 2454 is approved in its current format, local residents, now we're talking about Southwest Missouri here, folks. We're talking about flyover country. We're talking about cattlemen, small businessmen, and that sort of thing. Nothing fancy out here. Local residents could expect to pay up to $250 more for electric service in 2012, and after 2020, Front Page News now, electric rates could be increased by $1,800 or more per year. $1,800 per year. Now, if you think this issue doesn't impact you, I would just ask you to look in your checking account or your savings account and see how you did last year. How much were you able to put away? Did you add $1,800 to the balance of your savings account last year? You didn't. Well, hang on to your hat. Things are going to get worse. Here's the quote. The American Clean Energy and Security Act, which is known as the Cap and Trade Act or the Climate Change Act. I love the way she wrote that. Isn't that appropriate? Let people know right off the bat. First line in this article, the American Clean Energy and Security Act, H.R. 2454, comma. That way people can look it up on the internet or talk to their representatives about it. Down here in the third paragraph, leads off, and then she gives you the commonly known names, the American Clean Energy and Security Act, comma, which is known as the Cap and Trade Act, or the Climate Change Act is a tax on carbon dioxide, close quote, said Bill Shively. Bill Shively is the Berry Electric Cooperative's general manager and the chief executive officer. Now, this is a tax on carbon dioxide. Now, right here from the Scribner Bantam dictionary, my little dictionary that I keep here by my table. No, small dictionary, it's huge. Under carbon dioxide, you find this, it's a noun, it's colorless, it's odorless, and it's an incombustible gas, CO2. Okay? Colorless. It's odorless, and it's an incombustible gas. So if your entire room was filled with carbon dioxide and no oxygen, if you could hold your breath and wait long enough, you wouldn't be able to detect it. It's colorless, it's odorless, and it's incombustible. Now, they say inflammable means that it burns, so maybe incombustible, I'd have to look that up and make sure. But you couldn't even strike a match to find it. In fact, if you don't have any oxygen, you wouldn't be able to light that in incombustible gas. Why don't we just jump over and check that out real quickly? Should have had that one bookmarked, but it's easy to find in a dictionary. Let's just go right here and find an incombustible gas and find out what they mean when they say that. Here we go. Incombustible. LMNOP, incombustible, incombustible, incompatible, incompatible, incompetence. That's the way I'm feeling right now. Maybe we'll have to look, come back to it. What is it, two M's or something? Incombustible gas. No, it should be right there in the list. C-O-M. Income. Why don't they say that? Where is it? Income with an E, but no income. Well, I didn't list incombustible. Impossible. I'll have to look that up and come back to it. You'd think that it would be right there. Nevertheless, it's used. No, incombustible. Okay. It's a colorless, odorless, incombustible gas, CO2, present in the atmosphere and exhaled from the lungs. There you go. Just added a little bit to the room. It's used extensively in industry, in fire extinguishers. Incombustible gas, obviously, puts things out, and in carbonated beverages. A tax on carbon dioxide. A tax. Bill Shively, Berry County Electric Cooperative, general manager and chief executive officer. The House passed the act with a 219-212 vote. We know all about that. And it takes 218 to pass, said Shively. The bill itself is between 1,200 and 1,800 pages. You see, even this gentleman who's directly impacted the whole business of running the electrical cooperative is based upon this. He's given it a 600-page, I don't know. The bill itself, again, this is his quote, the bill itself is between 1,200 and 1,800 pages, period, capital T. They recently added 350 pages to the bill. He hasn't a clue. No one does, apparently. How many pages are in this bill? One of the reasons why it's so very difficult to determine is because the document is not paginated. In other words, they don't have page numbers. Electric cooperatives across the country are working with legislators to improve the bill for cooperative members. Why are they working to improve the bill? And this is a real problem. Because these electric cooperatives, including this particular one, have been all over the green agenda in their publications that they put out on a regular basis, like a bunch of boosters to the local high school team. They're starting to see how the green energy program stings their butt. Of course, there's going to be a lot of money made in it, even for them. Let me think as he protests a little bit too much. Electric cooperatives across the country are working with legislators to improve the bill for cooperative members. Proposed changes are intended to decrease future costs. Isn't that counterproductive? Why don't we work to kill the bill? Quote, the act will establish carbon allowances, and each electric company will be given a certain number of allowances, said Shively. Quote, they will be required to purchase other allowances if they can't get their emission levels under the required level. Carbon allowances will be distributed to electric companies and cooperatives based on megawatt sales. This will allow companies that utilize nuclear and natural gas energy to receive more allowances than are needed to cover their emissions. Those companies will be allowed to sell the extra allowances to the highest bidder, said Shively. And so how long have we been blocking nuclear energy in this country? Why are we not bringing out the natural gas? Why are we pumping the natural gas generated, brought up to the surface in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska? Why are we using jet engines to push the natural gas down under the ground again instead of adding more pipelines and bringing it to market and running nice, clean, natural gas-burning electrical generating plants? I don't know, maybe that just has too much common sense in it. The Midwest will subsidize the East and the West Coast, said Shively. Quote, electric companies that use coal will have 1.1 ton of carbon dioxide emissions per megawatt hour, where companies that use other forms of energy will only have 0.4 to 0.6 tons of carbon dioxide emissions per megawatt hour. Cooperatives hope to persuade legislators to change the act so that the allowances are based on emissions instead of usage. This would help, but it's still not good enough for us, he said, turning to page 4 in the newspaper. Here we go. The act also establishes a maximum for emissions for different set times. The emission allowances go down through the years. If approved, the act will take effect in 2012. There's a lot of question on that. During the first year, cooperatives estimate member costs will increase between $175 and $250 a year. It's all planned to bite you, folks. But this is just the beginning of sorrows. Now we'll pick it up on the other side of this top of the hour break, and we'll continue. Stay with us.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and create a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we return once again and welcome back to our Monday, July the 13th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name again is William Roberts, and in the first hour, we went every place. We went around the corners of the fences, and we checked the grass, and we went and looked at the hogs and the chickens, and we come back to this H.R. 2454 and find it biting us in the bottom. But here we are in this little town newspaper reading all about the Energy Act, and you couldn't find this on Bloomberg to save your life. Let's go to our call, Sam from Missouri. Sam, are you with me this morning? Are you there, Sam? Yeah, let's see if he's there. Let's try it again. Go live one more time. Are you there, Sam?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me okay? Hello, hello.
I can hear you just fine, Sam. How are you doing this morning?
Doing okay. I just want to comment on this. You know, one thing that people don't talk about in a lot of the articles that are floating around out there is that the fraud is so rampant in this from the standpoint right off the get-go is that carbon dioxide is not even an atmospheric gas. The minute you release it, it hangs near the ground. It doesn't even go up into the atmosphere. But yet we're led to believe that this is an atmospheric gas and that it's up there causing havoc with the atmosphere and all this kind of stuff. In reality, it hangs near the ground. So just right on its basis, we have a fraudulent bill that's going to fraudulently deprive people of their hard-earned savings, and all based on fraud. You know, we have all these state attorney generals out there claiming to look out for fraud on behalf of senior citizens and everything else, and this is going to be the ultimate fraud, and the elderly and people who could least afford it are going to be the hardest hit.
Well, that's the truth, you know, and the idea that that this gas doesn't rise, you know, it lays on the ground. Well, that's where it needs to be. It needs to be down on the grass. It needs to be in the fields. It needs to be hanging out around the trees and so on and so forth, because all of these green things that we share the planet with, they eat this. They consume it. They then use that and convert it back into oxygen, and it's all part of the, what do they call it, the respiration cycle, you know, so... it's ridiculous. Then they talk about sequestration of carbon dioxide, where they want to drill ground wells and pump this stuff back down into the ground. You know, to me, Sam, it seems so much like the king's clothing. It's odorless. It's tasteless. You can't smell it. You can't sense it. You can't see it. You need a meter to figure it out. And so you could have a piping system, a pumping system, and you'd be out there pumping and pumping, and you've got all the valves and you've got all the pumps and all of this equipment that out there. And all of the operators are just kind of looking at each other, winking and nodding. You know, it's like, yeah, we're putting carbon dioxide, we're sequestering it in the ground, you know.
Yeah, what's so dumb about this? And once again, this goes back to where we need to put looking at these people as leaders. They're supposed to be serving us, not leading us anywhere. And it's high time that these people get knocked down to where they're supposed to be. And we out here start educating ourselves, because the lack of education on things is just killing us out here. And it's high time people wake up and start figuring out how things really work, because you're going to get screwed if you don't.
Well, you're doing the best thing. You're becoming vocal local right in your local area as an alderman for your community. And so you have the opportunity to sit into these meetings and to get involved in the discussion and bring out the salient points, you know, as you've mentioned in the past. And so you do have an opportunity to impact and make a change right where you are. But until more people get involved in this process, you know, we just take the time simply to open up a dictionary or open up an encyclopedia on some of this and speak truth to power. You know, bring the books. Lay them all out there. You know, folks, what we're talking about here is the king's clothes. Hey, stay with me, Sam. We'll pick you back up on the other side of this break. Okay. We will be right back in three, folks.
Hey, Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org/broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at SecretRightMovie.com. That's www.SecretRightMovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
In this two-disc DVD, Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War, Freeman takes you on a rollercoaster ride of ancient technology and conspiracy, outlining the Obama administration's movement towards a military space program. Freeman will challenge your very sight as he postulates the theory that our first family may be clones of ancient pharaohs. Explore revelations of Lucifer, occult rituals hidden as political speech, and the acceleration of the weaponization of space for the coming world war. Who is this man we call the president? Will he cause a constitutional crisis? What's hidden within his name and his statements? Is Obama the Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus? Or are things much stranger than they appear? Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. This video will leave you staggered as to how all these possibilities could come true in one moment of time. Be ahead of the curve. Freeman makes projections that could alter the course of history. Get Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War now at FreemanTV.com. That's FreemanTV.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, July the 13th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we wind up into the second hour of today's broadcast, we come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. We've got Sam from Missouri on the line with us. We're discussing this, the fallacies and the vagaries in this H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and a Security Act of 2009, and we find a local newspaper here really just laying it out for us in a way that you can't even get off the internet news services. So as it becomes, as it transitions from global to local, Sam, we can see that the people around here are paying attention and reading. But again, this article, and it's lengthy, continued and broken into parts from the front page into the inner workings of the newspaper. This article is rather lengthy, but it doesn't even address the rest of what this bill is. It's just looking at how we get hurt. But isn't it great? I mean, when their ox gets gored, then they come out and they become vocal local. But until their ox is gored, they remain silent. I hope they won't remain silent for long on all of the rest of the draconian aspects of this legislation. But how are people taking it where you are? Is there any discussion on the street, in the coffee shops, in the boardrooms, if you will, at the county meeting, the city meetings, when you get together? Is anybody talking about this, Bill?
A couple of our aldermen are aware of it, and they're aware of how it's going to kill us, but as far as out on the street, no. Everybody right now, as long as it's not affecting them, they don't seem to want to know.
So they'll wait until they see it in their electric bills, and then they'll start peeing and moaning and crying and complaining about it. But of course, by that time, the legislation will have been written into law. All of the planks will be in place, and getting it out will be worse than trying to draw a square nail out of an oak log, you know. But I guess that's the way it goes. I sure hope we can wake people up right there locally in Owensville and get them to understand that they need to become vocal local, and they need to do it right now. You know, I don't get a lot of confidence out of having Kit Bond and Claire McCaskill saying that they're opposed to it. We've got Barbara Boxer sitting in the wings waiting to take this thing to committee, and it's going to go from bad to worse right there. So I don't have a sense in the Senate as to whether or not there's support for this legislation. Have you heard anything, Sam?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard anything on that front either. And the main thing that that I run into all the time is this very issue where people. I mean, it was like back when we had the water well fights here when they wanted to start metering wells here in the state of Missouri. Until that actually hit them, nobody seemed to really care. Now, when it did hit them, they raised seven kinds of hell. But the problem was, and it was rare that something like that can be turned around. Now, our state representatives went back to Jeff City and hurriedly turned that around. Didn't even know, they claimed they didn't even know that was in it, and they did go back and turn that around, but the point of the matter was that it took the bill already to be passed into law, and then Trish and I had gotten all the flyers out all over the place, and once they started figuring out their pocketbooks were in trouble, they finally reacted, but it had already been in law before we could ever get anybody to do anything, and this is part of the reason why I always tell people, you know, pass the word. If you're listening to this here locally, pass the word about where you're hearing this broadcast and others like it, because we're trying to get the word out to you that you're about to get screwed again now, and it's time now to start pointing out the fallacies of things such as this this bill here, because there's a whole lot more of this kind of nonsense coming down the pike. I mean, we got the issue with the hate crimes bill. They're trying to ram that through on the back of a defense bill. Might we see the day someday, Will, where parents protecting their kids from pedophiles like we had, remember back when the scandals with the churches where they had the pedophile priests in the churches, might we see someday where parents would be arrested for daring to protect their kids from pedophiles? I mean, this is how crazy this is getting, and most people don't even have a clue.
Well, you know, there is that possibility, and, you know, it's really your imagination. All of this stuff is limited only by your imagination, and sometimes, Sam, I hate to even discuss on air some of the ifs or the maybes or the possible applications, because I don't want to speak it into existence, if you can follow what I'm trying to say. You know, we might give somebody an idea, and then one of these weird name people that come up in these articles all the time would get busy and sit down and utilize their dormant law degree and write up a piece of legislation that would implement exactly what we're concerned about. So, there are so many downside potentials available that, personally, I can't see any benefit in new legislation. I think that we need to spend perhaps as many as 12 years doing what I consider to be Operation Clean Sweep. It's time to start getting rid of some of this garbage, not adding more layers to it, you know. So, anyway, there's so much to it. Let me go back and give a little bit more out of this article here. It says this would be an increase for some of our lower usage members of 50%, said Shively. By 2020, some members will be paying over three times what they're paying today. Three times, 300% increase in your utility bill. The technology, he says, here's a quote, the technology to do what they want to do is not available right now, close quote, said Shively. We don't think this should be required until the technology is there. We also think that we should receive credits for implementing this new technology. So, in other words, even though they're passing this legislation with this horrible blowback against the people's utility bills and the utility companies, the technology to achieve the goals that are being laid out for in this legislation doesn't exist. They can't even go to the shelf and buy it.
See, the problem you have with this, though, Will, is when you study the agendas, they don't want us to have, it was Paul Ehrlich, I think, that made the statement that providing Americans with cheap, abundant energy would be the equivalent of providing an idiot child with a gun. And
yeah.
That should tell us the mentality that these people have.
Well, Paul Ehrlich, I mean, he's the author of, I believe, I've got it in my library, it's The Population Bomb and Other Things, and he is a real caustic muckraker from long ago, but the guy definitely has had influence. He influenced a lot of people with his writings, and, you know, he's just another one of these things that crawls out from underneath the rock. I read the book, but I didn't enjoy it, but it showed me a lot about his mindset. Here's another one. Missouri cooperatives have received reassurance from Senators McCaskill and Bond, who opposed the bill in the current form. Continued, he says, although Shively believes measures need to be taken to reduce carbon dioxide emissions, he pointed out that if the American Clean Energy and Security Act is approved and successfully implemented, it will only decrease global carbon dioxide emissions by 7 to 9%. And they're talking by 80%, you know, in this bill. And more in different sections of it. So I think one of the things that we could all do, and I don't agree with this guy, you know, he says, although Shively believes measures need to be taken to reduce carbon dioxide emissions, you know, that shouldn't even be in this article. But I think what all people can do right now, quickly, while, you know, between now and if the Senate does take it up in September, we want to be ahead of that and pestering our senators. Everybody could look through this thing, go up on House.gov or Thomas.gov, go through the bill, find some part of it that appeals to you, you want to study, and then do something about it. But hang on right there, Sam. I'll bring you up for another segment, and then I'll go back to our video today.
You bet.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control clock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Die Herren! Die Herren!
And we have returned once again here on Become Vocal Local, and just going through a variety of things out of this local newspaper. There's so much involved in all of this. Just closing out this particular article on the Energy Act, front page story. It says, again, we need to do something, said Shively. Again, the Shively is this, he's the president or the CEO of this Barry County, Barry Electric Cooperative down here. And everybody gets their electricity through them. But just simply to make that statement, we need to do something, indicates that he's either clueless or he's complicit in this scheme, if you will. It's an acknowledgement of the impact of carbon dioxide on climate change. And from having studied their publications over the many months that I've been receiving them, their literature that they put out, it's like a tabloid once a month, Sam. It's all about, you know, peak oil, the green agenda, climate change, and all this. And now it's whipping around and biting them in the butt. But is it? Is this like the American Farm Bureau in regards to NIS? You know, is this the kind of like the change agents in there making a squeaky wheel out of themselves? I don't know. It's interesting to me, but there's a lot to this. He says then, closing the article, it says, fines collected from the companies and the cooperatives that exceed the emissions requirements will be invested in new technology and distributed to OACAC to help low-income residents pay their energy bills. So it's robbing Peter to pay Paul. They take them a fine. They fine these electric cooperatives, any of these coal-producing groups, and then they turn around and they give the money to the low-income people. So it doesn't really seem to be beneficial any way that you cut it. Any final thoughts on that, Sam?
Well, first of all, the co-ops are just going to, it's just going to all come right back to them when they, when it assists, let's just put it this way. If it works the way they say it's going to work, which I doubt, if they find the co-ops in order to help with quote-unquote new technologies and help low-income people pay their bills, well then, they're just going to get the money back when the person pays their bill. So, you know, it's just going to be a loop is all it's going to be. But here's the thing out of this whole thing, Will, and that is every one of these things, when these things come down the pike, usually wind up worse than they were ever talked about. I would never have dreamed back in the days of, as a good example, back when the GATT treaty was passed and NAFTA was passed. We were told that we were going to lose jobs all over the United States, but no one would have ever predicted just how far it's gone. And look at how far it's gone now. And this seems to be the case. And one of the things I had happen to me here a while back, I had one of our aldermen mention to me one time, he said, you know, everything you've been broadcasting on that station has come to pass. And I told him, I said, well, I said, I'm not a rocket scientist. I said, all you got to do is look around you and see what's going to happen. And I'll tell you what, after the GATT and NAFTA thing went down, that was one of the key things that woke me up. And from then on, you know, you see all this stuff come down the pike, and I can guarantee you, Will, that usually 9 times out of 10, they're going to wind up more devastating than most people would ever think. And this guy from this co-op that, you know, that was, you know, giving his comments in that article, he's fomenting the agenda. I have to say that in the end, I don't think they're going to be bit in the butt hardly at all. I think the people who are going to be bit in the butt is the small mom and pop businesses who cannot possibly afford this. You're going to see them go under. And the only thing you're going to have is the Walmarts of the world and any chain, places that even dare to, coexist. But here's another thought. How is the public going to afford to shop at any of them places if they don't have any disposable earnings to do it with? So, you know, see,
they're not,
who knows where this is going to go?
Yeah, they're not going to be able to shop, you know, the way that I'm seeing this thing shake out. But you're right. I mean, if we look at it from the standpoint of these the electric utility provider, they, you know, are not going to pay anything extra. You can be sure of that. So what they're going to do is pass it on. Now, when you get your electric bill, you sit down, you bend your head over the checkbook, and you write out an amount, and you send it into them. Now, from the time that they receive that until the time that they have to pay it, maybe it's 30 days, maybe it's 60 days, maybe it's 90 days, but here all of a sudden, from every single household across the whole spectrum, they've got this huge chunk of change, and we understand the fiat monetary system. You can make a deposit. The deposits are going to be astronomical by comparison with the previous deposits. So the bank, the co-op puts its money into its accounts. It can invest it for 30-day bills, 60-day bills, that sort of thing, make 30-day loans, so on, 60-day loans. The bank, they can loan out 10, 12, 20 times as much on that. And so everybody wins in the system except for the consumer, the people on the bottom who are being impoverished by this kind of stuff. So, you know, like I say, Shakespeare said, "Methink if you protest too much." In this particular article, what I'm hearing is a little bit too much protest from somebody that has a verifiable green track record.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's loyal opposition is what you really got here, yeah. in my opinion. And I think
what kind of discussion they talk about it is that they want to work with the legislators to reshape the bill. It's not to get rid of the bill, but they want to make it more friendly for themselves. Here's the quote. Electric cooperatives across the country are working with the legislators to improve the bill for cooperative members. Not repeal it, not get rid of it.
You know what they said, Will, at the co-op meeting I went to, because we went on behalf of our city to a meeting here in Columbia a couple of months back. And one of the things they were talking about in this was that, well, we can't, because several of us popped up and said, well, the bill needs to be gotten rid of. It doesn't need to be changed. And they said, well, they won't let us to the bargaining table unless we agree to work with them. And I said, bull. You know, I mean, if enough people stood up and said no, but hell no, there wouldn't be an issue with the bargaining table, because there wouldn't even be a damn bargaining table to begin with.
You go out amongst the reeds and you fashion yourself a whip, and you go in and you turn the money changers' tables over and you drive them from the temple.
Absolutely. A perfect classic case of the dialogue to consensus mentality going on, too. So that's all I got, Will. I appreciate you a whole lot. Hang in there, guy.
All right. Thanks for calling, Sam.
You betcha.
Okay. All right. So we'll go there, and do that. Good call from Sam. I always like talking with Sam. He has a low-power FM in Owensville. He's one of our affiliates that broadcasts Become Vocal Local to his local audiences every day, and will today as well. So anyway, that's that story. There's a very lengthy letter to the editor, which may have prompted this particular piece becoming a front page story. Sometimes newspapers will do that. They'll receive a very damning and credible letter to the editor, and then they have to rush around and find local officials, if you will, to represent the countering point of view. But this particular article, very, very good letter to the editor, written by Kathy Casey. She writes in, "Freedom Threatened by Proposed Programs." And this is two almost full-page columns, and it's probably one of the longest letters to the editor I've seen published, but it is right on the money, right on point, and she brings it all out. She talks, how much freedom are you willing to give up? How much are you willing to pay to give up your freedom? These are questions you need to be asking yourself as this administration proceeds with plans to insinuate government control into everything from the auto industry to your personal health care. Excellent beginning, Kathy. Wonderful letter to the editor. There's lots of ways to become vocal local. Not everybody wants to interact on a political level, but you can certainly take your writing skills into the newspapers by becoming vocal local and writing letters to the editor. That helps as well. Also, in this particular edition of the local newspaper, there's a banner here. It says National Recreation and Parks Month. National Recreation and Parks Month. We'll talk a little bit about that on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zippin' Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back again in this long segment of today's broadcast, and your calls are welcome, folks, at 866-841-1065 or in the Austin, Texas area. If you have unlimited long distance, you can call in at 512-904-8014. Your calls are welcome. I don't bite. Anyway, this is again, we're going to go back to the International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, Princeton, New Jersey, 1995, and pick up an article here that talks about the possible limits of raw material consumption. And we're focusing on this key phrase, demand. You know, demand is the warp and the woof. Demand is the hub upon which sustainable development as a concept revolves. And here in this symposium, this particular piece of writing, let's see if I can flip back here quickly and pick up this guy. Who is it? Samuel H. Ordway, Jr. wrote The Possible Limits of Raw Material Consumption. And this, again, is in the 1950s. And he says, there is in industry today a steadily decreasing ratio of fixed investment per unit of output and an accelerating decrease in man hours per unit of output. They will require fewer hours of work from each worker each week. The drudgery-type jobs will gradually diminish, those jobs, you know, that Americans don't want to do. Lantief said in 1952 that man has already, quote, all but ceased to become a lifter and a mover and has become primarily a starter and a stopper, in other words, a button pusher, the lever on the assembly line, a setter and an assembler and a repairer. And then it drops down more and more. This will mean retraining and upgrading of the labor force. And we find that throughout H.R. 2454, the retraining and upgrading of the labor force as we go towards these green jobs. a task which we found not overly difficult during the shortage of skilled tradesmen in World War II. The task is eased by the increasing emphasis, whether good or bad, on vocational training in our high schools and the ever-increasing attendance at our technical colleges and graduate schools. Skilled workers, clerks, and professional personnel already make up 42% of our working population. Again, this is 1952. Since product is increasing out of proportion to capital outlay, the business community would be foolish indeed to reduce take-home pay of so large a part of its consuming market while its profits are mounting, even though this may mean a drastic increase in hourly wages. You can go back and think about the Ford Motor Company there, where he wanted to pay his people enough money so they'd at least be able to buy the product they were building. Dropping down further in the article, he says, fears that demand cannot be expected to rise rapidly enough to provide sufficient jobs are out of date. And he adds that through industrial research for promotion, that's public relations, that's the advertising industry, quote, the demand for goods can be made to grow as rapidly as our capacity to produce goods. So you make people believe they need the stuff that they really only want, and they only want it because they're inundated with advertising. But that's good for industry, you see. That's what it's all about. So we see here, it says National Recreation and Parks Month. That would be July. This is the National Recreation and Parks Month. Again, right out of this very same paper from the symposium in Princeton in the 50s. He says, leisure and plenty can change our faith and dream. Changing our faith and dream. Leisure and plenty in the next decades will expose the people of America as never before in this industrial age to variant ways of life. I mean, you've seen that happen. They may well begin with simple new hobbies, home crafts and arts, and lead into extended work for improvement of the home environment and later the community environment. How many thousands of hours are you going to put in this year in community projects? There will be time for new forms of recreation, much of it outdoors, introducing many urban dwellers for the first time to the land, the mountains, and the seas. Haven't you seen all that brightly colored nylon garments from REI and so many of the other North Face and so many of the other Cabela's magazine, so many of the other producers of this stuff? Introducing many urban dwellers for the first time to the land, the mountains, and the sea. Everyone going hiking, taking a day hike, wearing their bright day glow pink jackets and things like that, carrying their bright red knapsacks. This will bring them into closer contact with nature and natural resources and will help to develop growing awareness of resource depletion, growing awareness of the green agenda. The problem will be to channel the opportunity for awareness to the grand account of ultimate survival, survival of the fittest, climate change, peak oil, Darwinism. Dropping down further, if men recognize the danger ahead from continuing overconsumption of resources and the basic lack of human sympathy with nature, they will seek remedies. There is evidence already that they are beginning to comprehend. Leisure will advance that comprehension as more and more free time is devoted to the improvement of the local environment, even without distant vision. Vision 2020. Vision is expansive. As sympathy and comprehension grow locally, more and more men will begin to organize and work on the grand scale, using leisure in sympathy with nature to turn the tide of resource destruction. Oh, it gets worse. It's all here. This is the development of the faith, the new faith. The improvement of the environment in relation to life for the present and future betterment of all living things. Oh, yes. Resource study committees have been appointed by the United States Chamber of Commerce, the National Association of Manufacturers, the American Bankers Association, and the Congress of Industrial Organizations. I'm just jumping all through this particular thing, article here. This implies a change of thought, a renunciation of false gods, shibboleths, prejudices, customs, a changed way of life. Oh, yeah. That's happening. The building of an ethic which will cause man to choose to use his time and his will to conserve all that is best. in his environment, educational policy related to resources and their usage. Currently, developing patterns in education can help abundantly in the decades ahead, granting that no man should be considered educated to meet the problems of his age without a minimum of knowledge about the Earth's resources and population trends, without comprehending the relation of life to its environment and the interdependence of all matter. Oh, yes, interdependence. We're confronted with the practical question of how our schools and colleges can manage to supply this considerable information and comprehension within existing limits of time, curriculum, and facilities. Easily done. You throw out the reading, the writing, and the arithmetic, and you insert the Gaia agenda, the green agenda. With all the other vital problems in the world today, the new applications of science, and international conflict for resources and ideologies, the overwhelming issues of peace, international organization, the four freedoms, the constructive use of atomic energy, on the edge of a war with Iran because they dare to want to have atomic energy, and dozens more. Why ask education when or how it's going to begin to teach values and conservation? It just gets worse. It goes on and on. Here's another one. Let's jump over here. Now, time is running out. That's a little bit of wisdom from Princeton, 1955. Here's an interesting little bit. As this H.R. 2454 finds its way into Congress, into the Senate, it's very likely to come into Barbara Boxer's committee for consideration. Here's an opening statement. Chairman Barbara Boxer, the legislative hearing on America's Climate Security Act of 2007. See, they've kind of been on this for a while. That's S-2191, by the way. This was written back in November the 8th, 2009. It was 2 years ago. Here's her statement, the opening statement. Chairman Barbara Boxer, out of California again. We are here today to consider a landmark global warming bill. Thanks to the bipartisan leadership of Senators Lieberman and Warner, they have worked so hard to come together and craft this thoughtful, comprehensive piece of legislation, and we could not have done it without their tireless dedication to this issue. This legislation brings us to a strong framework and solid foundation to build upon, and I am so happy that they were able to successfully pass the bill out of their subcommittee. Today, we'll hear that the cap-and-trade approach is not new and has been applied in the United States for many years. This market-based system has been proved to successfully reduce air pollution. Again, this is in regards not to 2454, but Senate Bill S-2191, America's Climate Security Act of 2007. It's all gradualism. If at first you don't succeed, you try and try again. Different bill titles, different numbers, same agenda. Agenda 21, sustainable development. We'll be right back.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we've returned once again, and boy, it's great that July is the National Recreation and Parks Month, because we've got about 6.6 million people who are probably sleeping in the parks and looking for some kind of a place where they can set up their tent. You know, it's a good thing they got all these shiny pink and blue and green tents and things like that so that they would have the opportunity to have recreation. Well, now they're living in their tents and they're probably recreating their lifestyles along a new line, something like a Bolivian peasant, perhaps. Anyway, back to this opening statement. Chairman Barbara Boxer, the legislative hearing on America's Climate Security Act of 2007, Senate Bill 2191, if you want to look it up for yourself. She continues, she says, this bill's approach provides an effective system for emissions reduction and opportunities for businesses to thrive. Yeah? Yeah, there will be businesses that thrive. These will be those in environmental and developmental concerns that are basically beggars on the backfield right now with their windmills and solar things, because the practical utility of those, the utilitarian value of those items is so very, very low and site-specific that they don't meet broad needs. But there definitely will be opportunities for some businesses to thrive. Others will just go right out of business. Continuing, this bill will create a great climate for strong economic growth. Strong economic growth. As we rob from Peter to pay Paul in an already depressed economy with millions and millions and millions of people out of work, out of jobs, running out of benefits, unable to make their payments. I mean, what do I need to do? Just turn over here in this little local newspaper and just count them up. Let's go to the, quickly go to this, the financial pages here. Small town America, folks. Small town America. How many are there? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 trustee sales. Homes being foreclosed in this week's newspaper. Small town America. People being thrown out of their houses, being foreclosed right on out of them. There are several important provisions of the bill that make it such a breakthrough proposal. It sets the nation on a clear path to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. to avoid the worst effects of global warming, although there's no real connection there. And listen to this specious nonsense. The goals in this bill are strong and will continue to be reviewed by scientists to ensure we are on the right path. Hundreds and hundreds of scientists have said, wait a minute, you're on the wrong path. But apparently, Congress doesn't hear. Hopefully the Senate will understand, but obviously Congress doesn't hear. It sets up a cap-and-trade program. Now you know where we're dusting this off of. Climate Security Act of 2007. It sets up a cap-and-trade program that will establish a price signal to drive the development of technologies, encourage energy efficiency while keeping costs low. You can see that costs are going to skyrocket. It preserves the rights of states. Now, how does it preserve the rights of states? I read to you the very sections where that if any of the states or the counties or the cities object to implementation of this legislation, the federal government will come in with its jackboots and spurs, ride right over the top of the states, and impose this legislation all the way down to your doorstep in opposition to the state's desire. How does that preserve the rights of the state? Building on the significant progress they've already made, it includes important steps to ensure that the action is taken internationally to address this problem. Where do you find anywhere in the Constitution our responsibility towards international action to address this kind of problem? Well, you know it's not there. And that our national security is protected. What has this got to do with national security? National insecurity, perhaps. How is our national security protected when the Environmental Protection Agency loads up such a burden on our few remaining manufacturers that their incentive to find a place for their businesses in developing countries exceeds the benefits to gain by staying in the United States of America? Doesn't that weaken our national security? It creates American jobs and supports American workers in the transition to a green economy. A transition to a green economy. And it provides support for wildlife and natural resources. H.R. 2454 has a whole section on planting trees. Provides support for wildlife and natural resources. I will continue, Barbara Boxer writes here, I will continue to work to strengthen this bill at each step of this process. In other words, if the teeth it has is not sufficient, we'll add more teeth. It is our obligation to act now. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC, has warned of the dangers that global warming poses for us all, such as droughts, extreme weather events, threats to water resources, more frequent and intense wildfires, threats to public health, and the extinction of up to 40% of the species on this planet. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC. What kind of fraudulent corporation is this? Sir Nicholas Stern, as if anyone could care, former chief economist of the World Bank, has told us that a dollar invested in combating global warming can save $5 later. And the research we've been sharing over this past week or so points to a different outcome. Every dollar spent in this direction will cost us $2.50. As Aristotle said, such as they begin badly, they cannot help but to end badly. You begin in error and you just get worse and worse off as you go. And she closes her opening statement, we cannot afford to do nothing. We cannot afford to pass a weak bill. We must pass the strongest bill we can. But we must remember that the perfect cannot be the enemy of the very good. Whatever that's supposed to mean. As Ike Skelton said, the bill may not be perfect, but we need to pass it anyway. I guess that was the Democratic mindset of the day then and today as well. So there's a whole bunch that's going on this morning, Monday, July the 13th in 2009. There are things that we can do, things that we must do, things that we need to do in a hurry. Though I don't like hurry and haste. But definitely, if we do nothing in regards to this piece of legislation, if we just go to sleep on it, it will come into play. It's not a fait accompli just because it's been passed out of the House. Go back and look at Senate Bill 2191, 2007. Didn't work then. Perhaps we can stop it again. Every time we stop the legislation like this, every time we just become vocal local and just say no to this kind of legislation, we buy ourselves time. And in that time, between now and the election cycle in 2010, and again between now and the election cycle in 2012, we can locally begin to change the complexion of the political structure right where we are. We need to bring on new members, if you will, to these Republican and Democratic county committees at the level of the precinct committee man and committee woman, so that we can begin to choose who will be on the ballot in each subsequent election. We need to be in a position that we can advance candidates that are not suspect or subject to being bought out the moment that they get elected. We need to find people that don't have a special interest in anything other than a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government and get them elected locally so that we can begin to build a firewall between ourselves and this despotic government in Washington. At the same time, we need to look to our state governments. Lots of room for improvement. It's going to be up to you and it's going to be up to me. We'll be back again tomorrow with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Until then, have a great day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.